Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Murder of a Quack by George Bellairs, first published by John Gifford in 1943. Today's book is all about medicine, small village life, and criminals. The Murder of a Quack is set between the wars in a small village in Norfolk called Stalden. There are two men in Stalden who the locals visit for their medical problems, the orthodox doctor and the traditional bone setter. One night, the bone setter, Mr. Wall, is found dead in his consulting rooms, hanging from the ceiling. But once the local police arrive to further investigate, they find that Mr. Wall was strangled first, then strung up as if to look like suicide. Scotland Yard is called in to help with the case, and Inspector Littlejohn arrives in the village to solve the crime. He questions as many people of Stalden as he can and finds a close-knit community filled with rivalry, jealousy, and old scores. Who was responsible for Mr. Wall's murder? Was it the other doctor in town, the disreputable newcomer Dr. Keating? Or is it Mr. Ryder, the slippery and suspicious fiancé of Miss Cockeen, a woman whom Mr. Wall adored like his own niece? And why did Mr. Wall keep clippings of newspaper stories about escaped bank robbers in amongst his medical papers? And when a second body is found, Little John finds himself in a town with a lot more secrets than he ever expected. The Murder of a Quack is a fun police procedural from the golden age of British detective stories, with as many twists as you'd expect from a more contemporary story. The residents of Stalden are an interesting and eccentric bunch, from the local bone setter to the battling elderly men in the pub, the local drunks, the obsessed francophone postmistress, and bohemian writers. Although, of course, a story of its time, the women are generally a lot more sensible. But all the characters are described vividly and often in a very witty and humorous way. Little John is an ordinary police inspector. He doesn't have any special skills or particular quirks aside from tenacity and a willingness to meet with everyone in the village. He's no Sherlock Holmes or Poirot, but he gets to the crux of the matter regardless. And one of the aspects of this story which intrigued me the most is the role of the bone setter in British village life. A bone setter is a traditional healer, in a similar vein to a chiropractor or an osteopath, often combining the manipulation of bodies with homeopathy. In The Murder of a Quack, it is the bone setter who is respected in the Stalden community, not the degree-educated orthodox doctor. And the way in which a bone setter could help a fugitive is quite fascinating. But village life is not as it seems. The Murder of a Quack also deals with blackmail, prisoners, poison, and counterfeiting, as well as innocent things turned nasty, like socks, cigarettes, and gardening. So if you like village mysteries from the 1940s, determined detectives, colourful locals, lies, twists, and alternative medicine, you might like The Murder of a Quack by George Bellairs. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.